Paris, 28 of September 2010. It's the last day of the ethical fashion show taking place in la Cité de la Mode et du Design. We are here with the two Orvilliens, Dani and Orly, from Wellpaper, and their partner in France, Jean-Marc Attia for Marron Rouge. Okay, so now we are in Paris, but why Auroville Radio is here? That's a good question. I think you can tell us, Dani, because all the Aurovillians knows you, so what are you doing here?
We come to show our project that was developed in Auroville since the tsunami, Wellpaper. We want to expose our project to the world, to see that we can do in an ethical way, in a socially responsible way, get to fashion industry and to the big market all over the world. And we really, really want that the people over the world will hear about the quality of Auroville, the vision and the idea behind it.
When did you arrive in France?
We arrived in France on the 22nd of September, 2 days before the show. First, we went to visit our partner here in Paris that is collaborating with all the activity here, Jean-Marc from Marron Rouge. We saw Lyon and we enjoyed so much. It's a beautiful city. We got beautiful hospitality. And then we came to Paris and we just saw from the windows of the train and we got directly to this hall.
What happened during these 4 days?
Every day was a different kind of audience supposed to be. The first day was the Saturday afternoon. It was more for VIPs and people from the government and from different places to come to see. And there was a catwalk in this day, a really interesting and high-level catwalk. In the second day, it was open to the public, for private people that can come and see and buy some products. And also in these days were beautiful two catwalks that many, many products of Wellpaper accessory was shown and was very, very exciting. And the last 2 days, yesterday and today, it's for professional and press. It means professional buyers or maybe professional, as I know now, that they won't suggest us some services. And press, that is very, very important for us because we want to raise awareness in the world for what we are doing.
And now we are in front of the, I can read, Marron Rouge and Wellpaper. So you share this, we say stand?
Yeah, we share this booth with Wellpaper. I'm Jean-Marc from Marron Rouge. And we share this booth with Wellpaper. We invite Wellpaper to come and to be in this show. And because it's one part of our big project for Marron Rouge. Marron Rouge is doing some business with India. And the first criteria we have to when we choose a supplier is a social project. And the reason we choose Wellpaper, because it's one of the best projects we could have, because we have everything. We have recycled material, we have social project, and we have India. And so everything is done.
How did you heard about Wellpaper?
We went to Auroville. We see in the shop, I don't remember which shop, but we see the material.
Visitor and
they
center.
Said... Sorry?
It's the visitor center.
The visitor centers. And we see these things in recycled newspapers. And first I see the contact on the website. I call and I was in contact with Ayesha first. And after, when I said I have a meeting because I come to India 2 or 3 times by year because I am taking care of an association of lonely women in Pondicherry. And when I came and I have a meeting, I met Dani. And we decided to work together because we are on the same objective, in my opinion. So it's if you want to add something, Dani. So
yeah, I think it's a lovely collaboration we have. In this first moment we met each other, it was really feeling like partnership, and we are totally transparent to each other. You know, everything that happens, and this I appreciate very much. And I will love that all my agent, we call it agent, but I call it partner, will be the same. that they will come and see and what's happening and feel that they can bring the message, because our product and our project carry mostly a message of awareness to the people. It's one of our main objective and vision in Wellpaper. So we already have Jean-Marc in France. We have another agent like this, or partner, I prefer to call it, in Denmark. And we have a partner like this in New Zealand. And this is our strategy to be open to the world.
So how it's working? You buy some product of Wellpaper and you sell it by internet? How it's working?
Yes, currently we are buying all the product from Wellpaper. They deliver in France in a logistic platform we have near Lyon. And this logistic platform is also social oriented, because it's done first, this logistic platform was done for humanitarian. And now they are open this platform, not only for humanitarian, but for the trade fair, ethic fair actors. And it's for that reason we choose this platform. And currently we are starting with a website, but our objective is to be a distributor. We are looking for new customers here in France, because we want to be a distributor, not anymore a retailer. As I feel safer when there's a sorrow,
and a sorrow that could come from the underground or even deeper. So how it come that you proposed to him to come to the...
No, it was the contrary.
The way that we got actually... We knew about the ethical fashion show, because, you know, Upasana was 2 years ago, but it's one of our group that do accessories, so it's not our main thing. But we know that we get many volunteers and students, so we had students from American University of Paris, and they encourage us to participate in this show. They saw our products and say, come, and they brought us the questionnaires, and we did the questionnaire, and Jean-Marc was in the same time. I said, look, and we saw the price of participation, and it's like 2,500 euros. And we said, okay, we love to participate, but we cannot. And we said, Jean-Marc, can we do something? And immediately a reaction said, yeah, come and let's share a booth. So he paid the booth and we paid the transportation and bought some stock, and this is our collaboration.
Is it important for Auroville to open a partnership between Auroville and the rest of the world?
It's very important from different reasons. The first reason, from more spirit reason or philosophical reason, because Auroville has a vision of a futuristic look or city or organization and some social impact. So very important that the world will see it, because somehow some people think that Auroville is like a gated community, closed community that cannot go in. And we will love to open, because we don't believe when you want to do unity, human unity, you need to be open and totally transparent. And we believe in total transparent. And this is the major thing. And the other thing, our capacity is very limited. It's difficult to find professional people, and distributing and marketing is not our profession. We are mainly good in the social work there, and in the design and manufacturing, all this. And we need some help from people that live here and they know. And actually now I get assurance for this idea when I was here, because if I was doing this booth by myself, I could not expose myself in the right way, because of language barrier, because of cultural barriers. Every time I see somebody, immediately I say, ask French or English, and then immediately I send him, if it's French, for Jean-Marc. And if I would not have him, I would struggle with this presentation. So it's a practical reason and it's a visionary reason, and it's worked really beautiful.
And for you, Jean-Marc, how do you feel to have a partner in Auroville? Is it different from other partners that you have? Or?
Yes and no, because there is something special in Auroville, for sure, because every time I go there, I feel very good. But having a partner in Auroville, it's special, but the most important thing is the social program. And as there is a social program, and we are conducting a new program also with the AVAG group, doing these newspaper bags. And we are working with Kachi, and we start the project with them, because we know exactly what is the social and what the people will get when we will finish the product. And we met the people who work, we discuss with them, and it's not something which is fake. And there is some transparency. And I'm transparent with my customer, because if you go to my website, there is some transparency about the origin of the product, and especially with Auroville. But I think if it was something else from another city, if it was the same type of social project, I will go for sure.
Say goodbye with a smile. Okay, so to finish, I want to ask you what you're going to visit in Paris.
Oh, what I'm going to... First, I heard there is a beautiful exhibition of Monet, so we're going to see that for sure. And we heard... I don't remember names of the places. Also, we are planning to go to see... There is an island in the river that I heard is beautiful. It's Api, somebody from Auroville.
De la Cité?
Probably. I don't know. I told you, I don't remember the name. And we're going to have fun, because after the show, my wife and me have an anniversary of 24 years. So exactly on 1st of October, so we're going to have some cheese and wine somewhere on our anniversary.
Perfect, it's so perfect. Romantic. Yeah.
I told her all the time that to work together is very romantic.
Okay, thank you very much, David.
Thank you very much for coming. Shall we end the story with so much anger? Oh, wow. Let's say goodbye with a smile. 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 So you say that I was crazy, and you said that I might think sharply, and you said that all those things I did was wrong. That means our love was not that strong.